家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
好，我们这一年很快的就过去了啊。
Couldn't come fast enough.
发生了很多的事情， The world has changed.
That's right.
那每到年底的时候呢，当然各大词典就会推出自己的 Word of the Year.
That's right. So even though not all of the dictionaries have finalized or come out with their final choice for the word of the year, it seems like a pretty clear trend has already emerged.
是，所以今天我们就来跟大家分享一下2020年的一些年度英语热词。那就像 Adam 所说的，今年因为是 COVID year， 所以这些词基本上都和新冠，都和疫情有关。
That's right. And also responses. Responses to the pandemic.
对，大家的这个反应啊。Now, before we reveal some of the words of the year, 因为 we're in the, still living in the middle of COVID here in North America,所以呢，我录音的时候是戴了一个口罩。
Right, right. Better safe than sorry.
对，哎，其实这个口罩也出现在一些 Word of the Year list 上面
啊。Mm-hmm.
Sure. 好，那就像前面 Adam 说的，并不是所有的词典，像牛津啊、韦氏啊，都出了自己的年度词汇，但是有一本很权威的词典出了，这本词典就是
Collins
柯林斯啊。Mm-hmm. 这个柯林斯的 Word of the Year 是什么呢？
哒哒哒哒 ，Lockdown
啊。我觉得这个是很实至名归，对不对？ Very deservingly so. Lockdown. Lock 就是锁起来，对吧？
Right.
然后 lockdown 就完全锁起来。
Right, yeah, down, you're not getting up.
Okay, and this really is a word, 我觉得之前我没怎么听过， and we haven't really had to live in a lockdown before.
Right, yeah. The only time we ever talked about lockdowns, was when we were in university. So there might be some kind of curfew, for example, or it's just time to study, so we lock ourselves down.
对，但是呢，今年基本上全世界所有的国家都多多少少经历过一些 lockdown,
right.
就是封锁和封闭，为的是要控制疫情。
Right.
好，那 Adam, 这个 lockdown 是一个名词还是动词呢？
Both. Both.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a lockdown or we are locked down.
Okay.
So that's a kind of a passive verb there, but we could also say they locked us down.
或者像现在我们所在的加拿大还没有 new round of lockdown, 新一轮的 lockdown 还没有开始，但是 there are some restrictions.
Yeah.
所以 restrictions 是限制、
right.
就是比 lockdown 程度再低一点。
Right, it's not as severe, not as extreme.But I don't know, Jenny, wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, because when we talk about lockdown, 基本上就是大家都不要出门 unless 你是去买吃的东西啊、这些，然后很多的商店 businesses are closed.
Right.
这样啊。好，那除了柯林斯今年把 Word of the Year 这个殊荣颁给 lockdown 呢， they also have a list of other kind of hot words.
Right, I think this was their short list,the ones thatthe ones that almost made it to the top spot, but didn't quite. One of those words is furlough.
这个我觉得对很多朋友来说是非常陌生的啊。可能对一些 native speakers 来说，in the past 也蛮陌生的。Furlough 怎么拼啊？
So this is F-U-R, like dog fur. L-O-U-G-H.
Furlough. 这个我觉得你记不住也没关系啊，听听就算了，听听这个意思。What does it mean?
It basically means to be laid off.
But not quite, right?
But it's a little bit different, right? So fire, or laid off, let go, furlough, they all have different words. The commonality, the thing they have in common is you stop working.
对，因为疫情嘛，所以比如商店，很多 retail, 零售，它关掉了，根本没有办法付工资。
Right, right.
但是 instead of just firing or laying off employees, 他们就说我这段时间不发给你工资，因为我们没有 business,
right.
lockdown, 你也没有来工作, but you are still like our employees,、
right.
and you can collect 一些各种各样有一些公司的 benefits.
Right.
还有 government 其实也会给 furloughed employees 一些 benefits.、
Mm, that's right.
嗯，好，那刚刚那个词记不住没关系啊。下面一个词 ，I think it's pretty essential, and you should remember it.
Yes, good point. So it is essential that we remember.Essential workers.
Or essential businesses,、mm. right? 那 essential 就是非常非常 important.
Right.
You can't live without it.
That's right.
因为 during lockdown, 很多东西都关了但是 essential businesses or agencies, 比如医院对吧
Right, sure. Okay,、so apart from the obvious ones, like hospitals, we've also been talking a lot aboutPeople who work at the grocery store or the supermarket.
超市那些都是 remain open,、mm. 然后超市的收银员啊，各种各样的员工，他们都是 essential workers,、mm. 就 we can't live without them.
Right.
那does this also include like doctors and nurses, medical professionals?
So that's what I mean. Of course. Of course it does. We tend to call them、either frontline workers.
一线对
Right. Or just medical professionals, right? Okay. But this is like this other category of people、mm. that's always in the news. You hear people praising...You know, what would we do without the supermarket employees?
好 essential workers. 还有刚刚我说的那个 essential business,、mm. 就是像超市啊这些，还有就宠物店，是不是、
oh, yeah.
卖那种 pet food?、
Mm-hmm.
因为这个也是很 essential, 不然你家的狗和猫就没有东西吃啦。
Right,、mm. right, right, right. And don't forget liquor stores.
对卖酒的店 essential.
They're essential.
好 okay, really on this list, everything is COVID related.、
Mm-hmm.
其实我觉得 COVID 应该是 word of the year 啊、
yeah.
Before this year, 当然就一直有这个冠状病毒 coronavirus,、mm-hmm. 但一般的人就不知道这个词。
Right.
特别现在的这个代号这个缩写 COVID-19、mm-hmm. 是去年才发生的吗
Right, but in 2019, nobody had any clue what this thing was, and in early 2020, people still had no clue what this was.
好，我觉得 it's enough COVID word, and we'll put the rest 在今天的这个文本里面啊，给大家看。那、现在看完了 Collins 的这个 word of the year list 以后呢？澳大利亚呢，它有个新闻机构也推出了自己今年的 Word of the Year.、
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of the Year is...
Well, Jenny, I hate to break it to you, but it's also COVID-related.
I know, 但是 it's got an Australian spin.
Okay, okay.
这很带澳洲风味的一个词。
Okay, well, I don't know if I will be able to pronounce this, Jenny. I've never been to Australia. ISO. ISO.
ISO.
ISO.
对。因为我觉得澳洲口音差不多就这样。
Yeah, right.
Crikey.
ISO. So one of the great things about our Australian friends is they're very good at coming up with cute little versions of words.
他们很喜欢把一个词本来就挺短的词再缩短。They're very good at shortening words. So ISO is, is shortened from isolation.
Isolation, right.
Or isolate.
Right.
其实就是在这个疫情之下，很多人要我们要 self isolate,、mm-hmm. 要隔离，对不对
？Self iso.
So apparently in Australia, they just say, yeah, you need to iso.
Iso. Yeah.
Self iso.
Wow.
Yeah. 好，我觉得 today we started, you know, with a very formal, you know, the Collins Dictionary. 然后 we're going gradually, less and less formal.
Right.
现在到今天节目最后一趴，很口语的一些2020年的新词。
Okay, so one thing that a lot of us have been doing, I know I have had to really control myself, over this as well, is we are constantly looking at our phones and constantly scrolling through the bad news.
对，在手机上就一直这样滑滑滑滑手机看新闻，但是今年的新闻都很不好呀。
Right, it's all bad. So what are we doing to ourselves here? Well, we're doom scrolling.
Doom
scrolling.
Doom. 诶 scrolling 就是你刚刚说的是这个滑手机的动作、
right.
对吧这 doom 就是 end of the world, doomsday,
doom,
是吧、
yes.
Oh, we're doomed.
We're doomed. Yeah, doom just basically means a very, very bad fate.
就是一种毁灭性的命运啊。
Right.
所以 doom scrolling 是一个现在北美的网络热词。You see it a lot on the internet, right? 它的意思就是 Adam 说的啊，都是坏消息，但是。You can't help, you're still scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
Right. Well, there's not a lot of good news out there, right? Some people have tried to make platforms that are only for spreading and sharing good news, but it's really hard to find.
Yeah, when the whole world is, you know, in the pandemic. So 这个是一个动词，也是一个名词哈。
Doom scroll, I would say...Probably just a verb.
I'm doom scrolling.
I'm doom scrolling. I mean, doom scroll as a name sounds like an amazing name. I am doom scroll.
一个新的什么 superhero movie 里面的坏人
Right, exactly.
Doom scroll.
Yeah, so if any of you guys are looking for a new English name, might we suggest doom scroll?
No, 你不要这样 It's not a good name, guys.
It's an awesome name.
Well, it's better than the next word. That's not a good name.
right. Okay, so we talk a lot on here about portmanteaus.
就是把两个英语词结合在一块儿，对吧？
Right. And COVID, in fact, the word COVID is a portmanteau.
对对对。
But I'm going to use portmanteau as a verb here. We can portmanteau it even further.
把它变成什么
We can add idiot onto the end.
Idiot 这个词是我跟我两个儿子说 Do not say that word. Do not call anyone an idiot.
Right, it's not a very kind word.
是，就傻瓜听起来我觉得还没有 idiot 那么 strong, 那么
Right, yeah, because for example, like I wouldn't call my girlfriend or boyfriend an idiot. It's not, you know, you can say dummy or dumb or something.
对，真的就是很 hateful.
Right, somebody, if you're driving your car and somebody drives in front of you, idiot.
就是很蠢的那种，是吧？好，那么什么是 COVIDiot 呢
Okay, so this is one of those words that means many things because there are a lot of people who, shall we say, are being unkind during this time.
对，我第一次看到这个词的时候，我猜它的意思就是那种不相信新冠存在的人，有很多 COVID deniers, 是吧？他觉得这是一个阴谋，
blah
blah blah. 但是后来查了一下互联网，这个也 refer to 很多人他对新冠这件事情就是另外一个极端的 reaction， 就是说他去买了很多很多的消毒液啊、草纸啊、厕纸啊，然后就反正就是。形容两个 too extreme.
Right. So speaking chronologically, in terms of time here, the first meaning was the person that is stocking up on toilet paper and hand sanitizer. So the meaning there is like, you're taking this too far.
对,
you idiot. It's just the flu. It's just the flu.
而且我觉得这个还有一个不好是你都买走了别人买什么呢
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So not only are you're just overreacting.
是是是
so your idiocy comes from you overreacting. But like Jenny says, over time, this word has also been used to describe the other side, which tends to be the this is not a problem, or this does not exist, or this is not a problem.
所以我们就叫他们 COVID deniers, 他 deny 否认这件事的存在啊。And a lot of them are also anti-maskers.
Oh.
Anti-masker, 我也很想跟大家分享这个词，因为 like a mask or a face mask, 口罩
Right.
对于我们生活在亚洲的人来说是比较 common 的。
Sure.
但是 really before 2020, 对很多的西方人来说 wearing a mask was very uncommon and weird. So...COVID 刚开始的时候 it was really hard to get people wearing masks.
Right.
To get people accept that this is something you should do.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
好所以刚刚讲的 face mask or mask 口罩 anti-masker 就是反对戴口罩的人。
Right.
好那are there any more words that you want to share?
Well, we mentioned earlier about the essential nests of liquor stores.
卖酒卖 alcohol 的商店。
Now, personally, I have actually been drinking a lot less during the pandemic.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, I live alone, so I don't really want to sit at home and just sip on booze.
可是很多人 that's why they start drinking.
Right.
It's so hard to live alone and, you know, during a lockdown.
Right.And another thing that makes it difficult is it's so accepted, right? And so one of the things that's interesting here is everybody's living at home, everybody's drinking at home. So we have to find cute little words to make this sound, again, not like a problem, but just like a cute little thing that we're doing.
所以有什么新的词吗?
Oh, there's lots. And once again, we are using this portmanteau logic. So quarantine, we all know this word.
Quarantine 和 lockdown 差不多是吧? Or so.
ISO, yeah. Quarantine is more about ISO.
ISO 就是你要比如你 travel 到一个地方你要、quarantine 你要隔离、
Right. But there's another thing called a martini.
一种鸡尾酒
Yeah, exactly. So put that together and you got yourself a quarantini. It's 10:30 in the morning.
I'm making myself a quarantini.
This
is not a specific of 某一种酒或者鸡尾酒，你都可以啊。
Right. Oh yeah. Having a glass of wine or something. Or you mentioned cocktail before. Well, cocktail sounds a lot like lockdown. So that's another great opportunity to invent a new word, locktail.
是很好的一个 end to our show because we started with lockdown.
Right.
But we end with locktail, which doesn't sound that bad. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望大家学到了很多有意思，而且最主要是很代表，很 represent 我们这个时代的一些新词。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.